9. Outcomes and actions. This implementation plan covers 27 outcomes. See footnote 14. Two of the outcomes are reflected together in the implementation plan, 3.1 and 3.2, each of which has a set of key actions that will be required to deliver it, with 107 actions overall. Responsibility has been assigned to a lead organisation with other partners identified. Timelines and key performance indicators, KPI, are also set. Theme 1. Accessible housing and communities. Outcome 1.1. There is an increase in the provision of accessible housing for disabled people by the setting of local need-related targets. See footnote 15. Need in the context of this plan is people on the local authority housing waiting and transfer lists. For all social housing providers, using a universal design approach as appropriate. Action 1.1.1. Review housing delivery action plans, HDAPs, and ensure targets for delivery of housing for disabled people are being met. Where these targets are not being met, ensure that the HDAPs are revised to meet that target within the lifetime of the HDAP. Lead LAs. Other partners. DHLGH. AHBs. Timelines. From quarter 4, 2023. KPI. Delivery targets for accessible housing are met. Action 1.1.2. Each Housing and Disability Steering Group, HDSG, will review their local strategic plan, LSP, to take account of the outcomes and actions of the new strategy and this implementation plan, and to align with targets set in their housing delivery action plans and other actions from Housing for All. Lead, LAs. Other partners, HDSG member organisations. Timelines, quarter 4, 2023. KPI, local strategic plan reviewed and updated. Action 1.1.3. Housing and disability steering groups will report quarterly on the implementation of their local strategic plans regarding housing for disabled people to the Chief Executive and the Strategic Policy Committee. Subsequently, the report must be submitted to the housing agency, who will be responsible for reporting at national level. Lead LAs. Other partners. HDSG member organisations. Timelines. Underway and ongoing. KPI. Reports submitted to the housing agency. Action 1.1.4. Each local authority must ensure that they are aware of the housing need in their area by A. recording the actual housing need of all new applications for social housing support, where the basis of need is disability, in a consistent way on the LA's housing system. Lead, DHLGH. Other partners, LAs supported by HA and the Local Government Management Agency, LGMA. Timeline, quarter 3, 2023. KPI, local strategic plan reviewed and updated. B. Reviewing their housing waiting list to determine the needs of each individual that has a basis of need of disability and record the housing need of the household on the housing system. Lead, LAs. Other partners, LAs supported by HA, LGMA and DHLGH. Timeline, quarter 3, 2023. KPI, actual housing need recorded for all housing applicants. C. Using this data to strategically plan for the needs of disabled people in the area as set out in 1.1.1 above. Lead, LAs. Other partners, LAs supported by HA, LGMA and DHLGH. Timeline, quarter 3, 2023. KPI, actual housing need recorded for all housing applicants. D. Updating the iHouse and other systems to reflect the new requirements and develop auto-generation of reports for HDSGs. LEED, LGMA. Other partners supported by LAs. Timelines, Quarter 2, 2024. KPI, computer systems can record the data. Action 1.1.5. DHLGH will consider the published analysis, which is being conducted by the National Disability Authority, NDA, under Action 97 of the National Disability Inclusion Strategy, and evaluate further actions to support the advancement of universal design principles in new housing. LEED, DHLGH. Other partners, NDA, HA. Timeline, within 6 months of the publication of the analysis which is being conducted by the National Disability Authority, NDA, under Action 97 of the National Disability Inclusion Strategy. KPI, consideration underway. Action 1.1.6. Promote the use of vacant ground floor commercial or retail units to deliver appropriate housing options for disabled people. LEED, HA, other partners, LA, AHBs and DHLGH. Timeline, from Quarter 3, 2023. KPI, number of units in use. Action 1.1.7. Promote awareness of the department's design manual for quality housing to ensure active delivery and promotion of standard layouts, including for UD-specific dwellings. LEED, DHLGH. Other partners, NDA, HA, LAs, AHBs and other stakeholders. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, awareness of design manual. Action 1.1.8. Examine and document the current practice with regards to the provision of identified additional space for a household and develop a short briefing note for local authorities. LEED, HA. Other partners, LAs, AHBs, DHLGH, HSE and other stakeholders. Timeline, Quarter 1, 2024. KPI, briefing note developed and circulated. Action 1.1.9. Review and report on all delivery mechanisms for social housing to ensure the most effective mechanisms are used to deliver housing for disabled people. This includes Part 5 and other new initiatives as they arise. LEED, HA. Other partners, LAs and DHLGH. Timeline, Quarter 1, 2024. KPI, report completed. Action 1.1.10. Engage with the Irish Council for Social Housing, ICSH, to promote partnership between the major AHBs and disability service providers, including HSE, or arrangements whereby the housing elements of projects are managed on behalf of smaller disability service providers. LEED, DHLGH. Other partners, ICSH, AHBs and disability service providers. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, engagement facilitated between major AHBs and disability service providers. Outcome 1.2, disabled people are supported to avail of housing opportunities that arise through the increase in supports, both formal and informal. Action 1.2.1. Examine the possibility of the provision of a service in sourcing accommodation similar to that of the place finders in homeless services and engage with the various stakeholders on the findings of the report in order to implement the recommendations as appropriate. LEED, DHLGH. Other partners, DOH and HA. Timeline, quarter 4, 2023. KPI, examination of existing services and feasibility of service for disabled people. Action 1.2.2. Local authorities and the HSE work together to plan and deliver on housing targets for disabled people in the community, including decongregation, in line with the forthcoming Disability Services Action Plan. Lead, LA, HSE. Other partners, all stakeholders including DOH and DHLGH. Timeline, from quarter 3, 2023. KPI, number of disabled people housed in the community annually. Action 1.2.3. Examine and document international practice around good practice options for disabled people living in the community, including shared living arrangements. Lead, HA. Other partners, LA, HSE, other stakeholders. Timeline, quarter 4, 2023. KPI, report completed. Once completed, engage with all stakeholders to identify good practice models to pilot in at least one area. Lead, LA, HSE. Other partners, HA, DHLGH, DOH, NDA. Timeline, commence by end of 2024. KPI, pilot commenced. Document findings of the pilot and, if appropriate, promote different approaches to disabled people living with others with whom they would like to share accommodation. Lead, HA. Other partners, LAs, AHBs, DHLGH, DCEDIY, DOH. Timeline, end of 2025. KPI, findings documented. Action 1.2.4. Monitor offers to ensure that accommodation offered is suitable for a household's needs with specific disabilities through the quarterly reports to the Strategic Policy Committee and the Housing Agency. Lead, LAs. Other partners, AHBs. Timeline, from quarter 2, 2023. KPI, number of refusals on unsuitability grounds is reduced. Outcome 1.3. Communities and housing developments are more accessible for disabled people. Action 1.3.1. Use the review of the county or city development plans to promote accessibility in the wider community for disabled people, including in transport, education, employment, and health services. Lead, LAs. Other partners, all stakeholders through the National Implementation Steering Group. Timeline, as appropriate throughout the life of the strategy. KPI, review of CDPs conducted and further periodic reviews conducted to promote the use of accessibility and universal design. Use the county or city development plans to promote the use of universal design in private developments, including the Part 5 obligations. Lead, LAs. Other partners, all stakeholders through the National Implementation Steering Group. Timeline, as appropriate throughout the life of the strategy. KPI, review of CDPs conducted and further periodic reviews conducted to promote the use of accessibility and universal design. Carry out periodic reviews to document the promotion of accessibility in county or city development plans. Lead, HA. Other partners, LAs. Timeline, as appropriate throughout the life of the strategy. KPI, review of CDPs conducted and further periodic reviews conducted to promote the use of accessibility and universal design. Action 1.3.2. Examine good practice housing projects and housing designs to inform future accessible housing initiatives. Lead, HA. Other partners, LA, AHBs, HSE and other stakeholders. Timeline, ongoing from quarter 4, 2023. KPI, briefing note developed and circulated. Action 1.3.3. The use of housing-related assistive technology to be explored for its potential use in housing for disabled people, including assessing the viability of smart homes to provide appropriate assistive technology that can maximise independence. LEAD, HA. Other partners, LA, AHBs, DHLGH, HSE, NDA and other stakeholders. Timeline, quarter 1, 2024. KPI, briefing note completed. Action 1.3.4. Engage with property developers and AHBs around making new developments more accessible. This engagement should not only be around the accessibility of the housing dwellings, but must include the development in its entirety to ensure that the public realm is suitable for disabled people. LEAD, LAs. Other partners, DHLGH. Other stakeholders. Timeline, from quarter 3, 2023. KPI. Developers and AHBs include more accessibility measures in their developments. Outcome 1.4. Local authorities strategically plan for the housing needs of disabled people in their administrative area. Action 1.4.1. Local authorities must carry out an audit of their current social housing waiting list to establish the number of disabled people on the list in line with Action 1.1.4. LEAD, LAs. Other partners, HDSGs. Timeline, quarter 1, 2024. KPI, audit reports completed by all LAs. Action 1.4.2. Local authorities, as part of their housing stock surveys, should commence recording their current housing stock to establish the number of properties they have which are adapted for disability, including the number of wheelchair livable properties in their stock. LEAD, LAs. Other partners, supported by the LGMA, Housing Delivery Coordination Office, HDCO. Timeline, from quarter 3, 2023. KPI, report available on adapted and accessible housing stock for each LA. Action 1.4.3. Each LA must retain records of the numbers and reasons why housing offers to households where the basis of need is disability are being refused and report these quarterly to the housing agency in order to allow for better planning of the support needs of disabled people to allow them to avail of housing opportunities. This is linked to Action 1.2.4. LEAD, LA, HA. Other partners, HSE. Timeline, from quarter 2, 2023. KPI, quarterly report collated by the HA. Action 1.4.4. All stakeholders must assist to inform the local strategic planning for the changing community support needs of disabled people in the community and those who are living in the family home as their carers get older. LEAD, HDSG members. Other partners, all stakeholders. Timeline, from quarter 3, 2023. KPI, local strategic plans reviewed annually. Outcome 1.5. Provision of housing and related supports that is in line with UNCRPD principles is supported through collaboration between the HSE and local authorities at both national and local level and appropriate funding. Action 1.5.1. Engage with relevant stakeholders to ensure that there is knowledge and understanding of the funding models available for housing delivery. LEAD, DHLGH, other partners, HSE, AHBs, other HDSG members, as appropriate. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, webinars or seminars held. Action 1.5.2. the HSE will provide information on newly supported places or expanded supports for existing places, which were provided in the previous quarter, as part of the quarterly reporting set out as part of Housing for All. This is to allow for holistic engagement by the HSE and LAs to ensure that housing opportunities are realised for disabled people. Lead HSE, other partners, LA and HDSG member organisations. Timeline, underway and ongoing. KPI, reports submitted. Action 1.5.3. Audit the potential of HSE and disability service providers' campuses for delivery of suitable housing or for land swaps to facilitate provision of suitable housing or sites. Lead HSE, DHLGH. Other partners, LAs and AHBs. Timeline, quarter 1, 2024. KPI, audit completed and actioned.